Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah An-Naba. Now, there are primarily two narratives found in this regard. Both have different chains of narration, but the text are exactly the same. And before I comment on their chains of narration, I'll just read out a text which is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's Tafsir. And the words are, this narrative and the other one, both of them are, by the way, reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the words are, مَنْ قَرَى سُورَةَ أَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ سَقَاهُ اللَّهُ بَرْدَ الشَّرَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, which says that a person who reads Surah أَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ, which is of course the name of Surah An-Naba, the Almighty will make him drink cold, will provide him with a cold drink on the Day of Judgment. So this is what this narrative says. Now, as far as the weakness in this narrative is concerned, it is because both of these narratives have in their chains of narration two people about whom our Rijal authorities have very, very severe things to say. Now, perhaps it is because of this reason that Hafiz ibn Hajar has recorded the narrative which is found in Al-Wasit to be concocted and fabricated. And since this, the reason for its concoction and fabrication is perhaps the existence of those two narrators, there is no reason that we regard it to be concocted and fabricated in the case of As-Salawi's Tafsir as well, because here too the same two narrators exist. Now, one of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz ibn Mizzi has recorded the following comments about him. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bishay, and another comment which is ascribed to him regarding Salam ibn Sulaym is Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says he's laysa bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghayr al-siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be Za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nisai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he's matruk, he's been abandoned by authorities. And another comment by Imam Nisai is that he's laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu, and Abu al-Qasim al-Bughwi says that he's Za'iful hadith jiddan. And Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash also says that he is kazzab, that he is a liar. And perhaps it is on the basis of this information that Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded his narrative to be absolutely concocted. So all in all, we can say that both these narratives are concocted and fabricated, and they are absolutely baseless, and we should not give any attention to these narratives. As far as reaping the blessings of the surah is concerned, the best way to achieve it is to understand its message, to reflect upon its message, to invite others to reflect upon its message, and to communicate this message to others. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.